WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Israel, where troops are amassing along the southern border with Gaza and the northern border with Lebanon. The death toll on both sides has topped 2,200, and we've gotten details on a Hamas massacre that killed men, women, children, and babies on an Israeli kibbutz near the Gaza border. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Sderot.
Some of the violence that Israel has seen in recent days is difficult to even think about. Now, we've been speaking with rescue workers here today, experienced, hardened rescue workers, and some of them broke down in tears when they described what they've witnessed in the aftermath of this attack.
In Gaza today, Israeli rockets demolishing an apartment building. With medical supplies running low, hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat the injured.
The hospital is at capacity beds, and most of the other hospitals already in Gaza are at capacity.
The Ministry of Energy says its sole power plant has run out of fuel because of an Israeli blockade. Congress could get moving on more U.S. aid to Israel after the House votes on a new speaker today. Lawmakers will choose between Republican Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
The two-man race is splitting the field ahead of a scheduled secret ballot today, raising the prospect the House floor will remain shuttered to legislative business and inflaming Republican anger toward the eight defectors who helped vote out Kevin McCarthy.
A new sign high school students are struggling with reading, science, and math. CBS's Jim Crisula.
High school student scores on the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest in more than 30 years, according to the nonprofit organization that gives the test. Scores have been falling for several years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic.
A lot of universities have made standardized admissions tests optional. Big fires brought flights to a standstill at one of the busiest airports in the UK. Correspondent Vicky Barker is in London.
Car alarms sound as a five-story parking garage at Luton Airport, north of London, goes up in flames.
There was this massive gout of flame that shot across the car park like a flamethrower, and then cars were just exploding.
As many as 1,500 vehicles were damaged or destroyed in last night's blaze. Hundreds of passengers left stranded.
A celebrated author is opening up about a painful experience. Salman Rushdie has written a memoir about last year's knife attack in upstate New York that left him blind in one eye. Penguin Random House says it'll be released in April. S&P futures are up 14, Dow futures ahead 112. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions required.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced he will file a motion to intervene in the redistricting case headed for the state Supreme Court. In a tweet, Governor Evers stated, quote, "Wisconsinites deserve fair maps, not the gerrymandered maps we have now that I already vetoed 2 years ago, and I will not stop fighting until we have a fair, independent, and nonpartisan redistricting process that ensures the people get to choose their elected officials in this state." Wisconsin drivers will be unhappy to hear that the car insurance rates in the state saw one of the biggest rate increases of any state in the country last year. According to a MarketWatch Guides report, the national average premium rose 16% from 2022 to 2023, but Wisconsin saw an average jump of 38.9%. An increase in severe weather incidents, increased risk of animal collisions, and an increase in healthcare costs were cited as driving factors in the increase over double the national average increase. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
Buckle my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance.
Daniels Show, Wednesday morning, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Music from the Kinks on the radio. 38 degrees in Eau Claire right now, 32 degrees at Richland Center. And you know, there was a time not that long ago when Republicans complained quite a bit about government getting into our lives. Why is government messing with our lives? They're always overseeing and regulating and just get the government off my back. Yet, what do we see today? Seems like Republicans are all about getting up in your face with the government, right? You got that guy, that Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, holding up promotions and assignments, more than 300 promotions for military members, assignments of generals and ambassadorships, including the ambassador to Israel. You've also got the whole abortion issue with Republicans saying that a woman doesn't really need health care, reproductive health care. If you get pregnant, then you got to have that baby no matter the circumstances. Doesn't matter if there's issues with the baby, health issues, or if having that baby could jeopardize your health. Got to have the baby. You're not allowed to get abortions anymore. They are all in our business about marijuana, right? It's here in Wisconsin. We can't get legalization of marijuana passed because Republicans are standing in the way. And what about the whole issue of trans youth? Okay, kids who feel like they have an issue because they don't feel like they're the gender that they were born into is who they really are. Each of these is an individual case, but the Republicans have decided that health care for these kids shouldn't be allowed in Wisconsin and other states too that are controlled by Republicans. And here in Wisconsin, this is kind of coming to a head now. We have the Wisconsin Assembly ready to vote tomorrow on bills that will affect kids in our state, and it could affect them in a harmful way. And again, it's because Republicans are just all up in our business about what's going on in our lives, and they want to control what's going on. I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that kind of explains things as far as the bill that's coming before the assembly for a vote tomorrow. It says here, Wisconsin Assembly to take up transgender youth bills. This piece written by Jesse Apoyan at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and updated 4 hours ago. It says, Dateline Madison, the state assembly is set to vote on Thursday on bills that would ban gender transition treatment for minors and prohibit transgender women and girls from competing on women's sports teams following party line committee votes this week. The bills are moving quickly. In fact, you could say they've been fast-tracked, so that my guess is that so that the public doesn't really get a whiff of what's going on. It's like, hurry up, let's push these bills through quickly before anybody sees what's going on. The bills are moving quickly, hitting the assembly floor a week after heated public hearings that drew hundreds to the Capitol. They were listed on a proposed assembly calendar released late last week. At the hearings, Republicans argued the bills would ensure competitiveness in women's sports and prevent transgender individuals from regretting medical procedures, though reviews of research find regretting a gender transition is uncommon. Advocates representing the LGBTQ community testified that the proposals would harm transgender and non-binary youth in Wisconsin and worsen the mental health challenges and stigma that they face. In a letter circulated last week, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley cited data from the state's 2021 Youth Risk Behavior Survey that found more than half of LGBTQ youth seriously considered attempting suicide, and nearly a quarter attempted to take their own life. And here's a quote. Let's show respect to every single individual in the state. Let's stop interfering with their access to the medical care that they need. That's a quote from Representative Lisa Subek, Democrat from Madison. And she said that before voting against one of the bills in committee. She added, "It's time to stop pretending that politicians know better than physicians and know better than the experts. We don't." End quote. Republican lawmakers reintroduced two bills that would ban transgender girls and women attending publicly funded K through 12 schools, University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges from competing in sports designated for women. The same two bills passed the assembly in 2021 on party line votes, but the full Senate never voted on the measures. Here's a quote. "We're not here to traumatize anyone. We're here to create space for everyone." That's Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich of Oconomowoc, an author of the bills, during a hearing last week. She added, "Having worked all those years as a female athlete to get to your top spot and you're unseated by a biological male, there's trauma involved with that too." And one thing we should mention before we go on is the fact that research has shown and statistics bear out that the case of women not getting scholarships because there was because they didn't do as well in a sport because of a transgender athlete, that is virtually not happening at all. Okay. So female athletes have not been affected by transgender athletes in their sport as far as getting scholarships. I'll give you a little bit more of this story from the Journal Sentinel before we have to take a break. Dittrich, the Republican author of the bill, has suggested having schools create co-ed teams to allow trans students to participate in sports. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association opposes the policy, and UW-Madison officials previously warned that the university's teams would be out of compliance with NCAA policies if the legislation is enacted. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, got to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
It's the last fair deal going down. Last fair deal going down. It's the last fair deal going down. Good Lord, on that good Port Island road. Hattie Bell, don't cry this time. Hattie Bell, don't cry this time. If you cry about a nickel, you die about a dime. Your money.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, scattered showers becoming breezy with a high of 54. Then rain likely tomorrow night, Friday into Saturday. We could get an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down. Late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Everybody sing along. Music from Ray Stevens. Everything is beautiful. Yeah, sing it. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 46 degrees in Amory right now and 44 degrees in Hayward. And just before the break, we were discussing the fact that the Wisconsin Assembly is set to vote on three bills tomorrow addressing trans youth in Wisconsin. We mentioned the fact that two of the bills have to do with trans female athletes on women's teams in our state. And then there's a third bill too. Let me give you this information from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. says here a third bill would bar healthcare providers from conducting or making referrals for certain medical practices to help minors transition. No criminal penalties are outlined in the legislation, but violations would result in a mandatory license revocation. So if you're a doctor and you make a referral or do any kind of a medical practice related to helping a minor transition, then you would lose your license to practice medicine in the state of Wisconsin. Getting back to the story, it says healthcare providers currently require parental consent before gender-affirming care can proceed for children under the age of 18. There are about a dozen organizations registered in opposition to the bill, a coalition of medical groups composed of the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Medical Society, the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Medical College of Wisconsin, UW Health, and the Wisconsin section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. They all urged lawmakers to vote against the proposal, saying it would restrict access to gender-affirming care that is safe, effective, and medically necessary. Now, who would you trust? All of those organizations or the Republicans in the assembly to do what's right for these trans kids? Quote, removing the ability for youth and their families to access this affirming care in Wisconsin will negatively impact these young people's well-being, a coalition of healthcare groups wrote in a joint statement. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has pledged to veto measures that put restrictions on LGBTQ individuals in Wisconsin. Republicans all up in our business, always trying to control what we do. Get government out of our business, right? That's what the Republicans used to say. 9:27, let's take a break. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Apartment buildings in Gaza getting pounded again by Israeli missile strikes. The main hospital in Gaza overflows with the injured. More than 2,200 people have died on both sides. Debbie Ziering had to bury her son, an American Israeli soldier.
And like I once carried you under my heart for almost a year. You will live on forever in my heart.
Israel's top of mind for lawmakers in Washington, but hands are tied until the House votes on a new speaker today. One candidate has plans.
Speaker Scalise on day one
We will, number one, be passing a resolution to express our strong support for Israel.
Jim Jordan also in the running. London's Luton Airport is closed after a fire at a parking garage there.
There was this massive gout of flame that shot across the car park like a flamethrower, and then cars were just exploding. So every few minutes, you just got another one, another explosion, another explosion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. In a tie vote, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court decided to send a case concerning admissible evidence in sexual assault trials back to the State Court of Appeals. The vote came up 3-3, with newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz not participating in arguments or the decision. The case involved the man accused of sexually assaulting his 17-year-old friend after drinking, and the issue involved the inclusion of different sexual assault allegations being admitted as other acts of evidence. One person is dead after a semi-truck rolled over and spilled thousands of gallons of manure last night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, a manure truck rolled over off Highway 25 near the town of Nelson. When authorities arrived, they found the tractor trailer on its side and covered in flames, and after extinguishing the flames, found the 63-year-old driver deceased inside the truck. The truck spilled about 5,000 gallons of manure. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Don't underestimate
let's hear. I said I am that I am, I am, I am.
Peter Tosh, 9:36. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 43 degrees in La Crosse right now, 35 degrees in Richland Center. And just before the break, we were discussing the three bills that the Assembly is going to vote on tomorrow concerning trans youth in Wisconsin. Two of the bills having to do with trans women and girls participating in women's sports, the other bill having to do with doctors in Wisconsin being able to treat trans youth, and the fact that they could actually lose their license if they provide treatment for transitioning kids. And if you don't know anyone who is going through a transition or went through a transition, if you don't know any trans kids or trans people, then you may wonder what all the fuss is about, right? But these laws that Republicans want to put on the books affect lives, affect individuals, and affect individual lives. And I have a great example of this. There is a story in the Journal Sentinel that was just posted today that gives you a look into what it's like to have to deal with this as a person. The headline from this article says, "Trans kids in Wisconsin face challenges from school policies, legislation, and more. Gender affirmation is essential." So here's how the story begins. It's about the story. It's about a person named Killian. When Killian moved in with his friend's family in 2022, he could not understand why everyone was so nice to him. He didn't get yelled at for making little mistakes. He wasn't made to feel like he wouldn't amount to anything. And Killian, an 18-year-old trans man, wasn't misgendered or deadnamed anymore. And if you're not familiar with that term, deadnamed, it means calling a trans person by their original name. Obviously, if they're transitioning, they're going to take a new name, but some people refuse to honor their new name and won't even honor their transition to the other gender. So it says, Killian, an 18-year-old trans man, wasn't misgendered or deadnamed anymore in his new household. Transgender people and their families spoke to the Journal Sentinel for this story on the condition that only their first names be published out of concern for their safety, another concern for trans kids. It was a huge change for Killian, who for years had felt confused and alone as he tried to understand why he felt, quote, like I didn't fit in my body, end quote. When he'd come out as transgender, his family was not supportive. and he was bullied at school. For a long time, I thought, no, this is wrong. You can't be this. Because I had my mother on my back telling me how wrong I was, Killian said. And at school, people called me slurs, and teachers refused to respect my pronouns and my name. There were security guards who would give me dirty looks when I tried to use the bathroom, end quote. Killian became depressed and eventually began doing drugs and wanted to drop out of school. Sounds like when people do drugs like that, they're often trying to escape their own reality. Back to the story, it says when Killian was 17, a supportive teacher encouraged him to go to the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center. And that's where he met Isaiah, who was 16 at the time and also trans. And his mom, Isaiah's mom, Dre, was supportive of her son's gender identity. And when Killian and his family were evicted in 2022, Dre, the mother of Isaiah, invited Killian to move in with them. Dre, the mother, helped him quit drugs and switch schools so he could graduate early. She also helped him get his name legally changed, after which she hosted a celebration complete with a cake with Killian's name on it. Quote, at the courthouse, after I got my name legally changed, I was hugged by Dre and I just started crying, Killian said. I had waited for so long that it was like I never really expected it to happen. It was just so overwhelming in a good way, and I had people around to celebrate with me, end quote. Killian's journey shows the difference between receiving support and living in a world making rules against that support. Experts say that receiving gender-affirming care, the social, psychological, and medical support that people receive when their gender identity does not match their sex assigned at birth, is crucial in supporting the mental health and bodily autonomy of transgender and gender non-conforming people. And it says here that this reporting is part of our Kids in Crisis series, which is examining students' experiences as they face historically high levels of anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation. Those numbers are even higher for LGBTQ kids who don't feel support from their families and schools, a situation that has been exacerbated by an anti-trans political climate over the past few years. Gender-affirming care for transgender people, especially minors, has been under fire for the past few years, as dozens of bills have been introduced and several passed in states nationwide, preventing minors from receiving puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries. In Wisconsin, three Republican state legislators recently introduced a bill that, according to the Legislative Reference Bureau's analysis, would prohibit healthcare providers from medical interventions for people younger than 18 that are done, quote, for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex, end quote. This would include a ban on puberty blockers, gender-affirming hormone therapy, and gender-affirming surgeries. Additionally, several school board policies have been enacted that make social transition, actions like changing names, pronouns, clothing, and hairstyles to match a person's gender identity, more difficult for transgender children. For many trans children who are not accepted by their families, school is a refuge. These policies can make them feel like they're not accepted anywhere. Quote, for so many kids who are trying to figure themselves out, to be told by everyone that they can't be who they are over time, it beats them down, Killian said. You shouldn't have to want to kill yourself because you just want to be who you are. You shouldn't have to want to kill yourself just because you want to be who you are. People are trying to take that away from you, and it's not okay. It's not. Several school districts in southeast Wisconsin, this is the Journal Sentinel that I'm reading, including Waukesha, Muskego, and Arrowhead, have passed policies that require parental permission before a student can use different names or pronouns at school. This goes against recommended school policies championed by GLSEN, an organization that advocates for LGBTQ plus inclusive schools. And it goes against the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, which advised that students' consent be secured before disclosing changes in names or pronouns to parents. Parents might not be supportive, or a child might not be ready to come out at home. School districts such as the Waukesha School District, also Oak Creek Franklin and Kettle Moraine, have also passed policies that prohibit teachers from displaying pride flags in their classrooms or posting safe space stickers that indicate to LGBTQ plus students that their gender and sexuality will be respected. And here's one more quote before we go to a break. When I was in my unsupportive school, I would have to tell every teacher every semester that my name and pronouns were different than what was in their records. There was one teacher who kept dead naming me using my old name, and they wouldn't stop even when I didn't answer to that name. They just marked me absent. I got so upset that I was just shaking. And when you're in a state like that, you can't focus on anything else. 9:46, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, scattered showers becoming breezy with a high of 54. Then rain likely tomorrow night, Friday into Saturday. We could get an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Paul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
Oh, man. No matter how many times I hear that song, it always makes me laugh. That's a great tune from Johnny Cash. One piece at a time. Stealing parts from the factory. One piece at a time, trying to put together a Cadillac. That is several different years combined. Anyway, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We got 9:54 right now and 46 degrees in Eau Claire. It's 45 degrees in Amory. And speaking of cars being put together in factories, you know, there is a lot of attention right now on what's going on in Israel. And that's soaking up a lot of the news time these days. But there are other things going on. The UAW strike is still going on. Auto workers out on strike. And I came across an opinion piece in the Detroit Free Press that I thought I would share with you. Because these are things that we should know. You know, for some reason, a lot of people think that the former president, Donald Trump, is a friend to the working man. I don't know where they got that idea from, other than maybe the words that he says. But as we know, you can't believe the words that come out of his mouth. And I think it's kind of obvious that if you're a union worker, or if you're just part of the middle class or the working class, the Republicans in general and Donald Trump more specifically really don't have much to offer you. They obviously are more concerned with the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations. This opinion piece kind of outlines that. I'll give you a little bit of it before we run out of time. The headline in the Detroit Free Press says, "I lead the Michigan AFL-CIO. Trump has never shown up for union workers." And this piece was posted on the day that Trump went to Detroit. You remember that? It was a week or week and a half ago or so. And that was the same day that Joe Biden went to Detroit. And Trump showed up at a non-union shop and gave out signs to people in the audience that said, "Union supports Trump," right? And of course, they weren't even union workers. Anyway, this opinion piece says, "When Donald Trump's private jet touches down in Michigan tonight, working people know what to expect from the former president." Excuse me. Underneath his multimillionaire class status and luxurious private estates, his $100,000 plated Bedminster dinners and Mar-a-Lago golden galas, he'll claim to lend a hand to working people. It's the same lie he told us in 2016 when he first ran for president. But there's a critical difference now. Trump has a record, and that record was nothing short of catastrophic for workers, highlighting an open hostility, especially to union families. He never cared about our jobs or our wages or our pensions and health care or even our safety. Trump just cared about making his rich buddies even richer at our expense. Let's be very clear. He doesn't deserve the labor movement's support or the support of any working class person across this country in 2024. Auto workers are fighting for their lives. And as a third generation member of the United Auto Workers myself, now leading the largest labor federation in Michigan, I find it shameful Trump would attempt to use the strike line to score political points when his record goes against everything the labor movement stands for. As Trump shows up in Detroit, let's remember that showing up is the last thing he did for us as president. He spent the run-up to 2016 talking a big game about how workers were getting screwed, how we needed to turn the tide on exporting jobs and importing products. It was all true. So what happened next? He spent 4 years doing the bidding of billionaires and wealthy companies. Man, we've run out of time for today. Everybody have a great day. Do something nice for someone. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.